This is The Informer, Joy's nightly news and current affairs program. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, email on air at joy.org.au or add us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
At the beginning of February, Fairfax reported that two former Australian Defence Force Academy cadets claimed discrimination over their transgender status. Joel Wilson was one of those cadets. Despite there being policies in place to prevent bullying and abuse of transgender candidates, that was not Joel's experience as he transitioned. Dina Curie speaks to Joel about what occurred, as well as the Australian Defence Force, to find out what policies and procedures are in place to protect members of the trans community who are serving our country in the Defence Force.
It was a very scary prospect, I can tell you that much. So imagine yourself, you've just arrived at the Australian Defence Force Academy. A lot of the people that you're living with at first thought that you're a boy because you were such a butch woman. I was someone who was considered quite masculine in my interests and the way that I went about the world, but was still being put in that female box. You know, once I started progressing through the academy, you start having formal functions where women are expected to wear dresses and men are expected to wear suits. And there wasn't really much of a space for somewhere in the middle. And I found myself extremely uncomfortable sitting in that middle ground, which for some people, as we know within our community, we have people who are non-binary and exist on different points of that gender spectrum. But for me, existing in that middle ground just did not feel comfortable. I found because there was such a polar difference between men and women at ADFA I very much didn't fit. I wasn't allowed to fit in the male category, but I didn't fit with the women. So that was kind of when I started to go, hang on, I don't fit this female box, and what am I going to do about it?
Former Defence Force Academy cadet Joel Wilson was one of the individuals who alleged she was discriminated against while transitioning gender in a Fairfax News article at the start of February, claiming that without proper policies in place and follow-up to prevent abuse and bullying of transgender officers, he was forced out of the Defence Force after just 19 months.
Joining the Defence Force for me was a number of things. So I'd finished school in Adelaide and I'd begun my first year at university studying mathematics. And I guess for me, joining the Defence Force was it was the allure of the challenge and the romanticised image of defence that is that kind of physical activity combined with a job. It was really a number of things. The fact that I could join defence and I could study engineering or, you know, I could study within the STEM fields whilst also being able to do all the leadership and the physical stuff that I really enjoy doing.
It wasn't until Joel was a part of the Defence Force that he realised he was trans back in 2013.
When I joined defence, I was a very, very butch lesbian at the time. And I guess in that regard, I was still performing gender and bending gender when I joined. However, the notion of kind of transitioning only became something that I wanted to do once I joined. Bearing in mind, I was 19 at the time. It was my first really professional job, finding myself in a really professional environment. Unsure whether or not I was going to be kicked out because I was trans. So, you know, I was really ready to kind of put it. I was expecting the worst, and I first confided in a chaplain and said, look, I think I might be transgender. Fortunately, this chaplain was really lovely and helped me kind of find some people who I needed in order to get the process rolling. I gradually kind of gained courage, and I approached my chain of command, so the officer that was kind of in charge of me. And I approached him with the guide, Defence Force's guide for transitioning in defence, and said, look, I am transgender. I am wanting to transition. Here is the guide. Here are the resources. Here is Agenda, AGA in Canberra, which is the organisation that advocates for intersex and transgender people in the ACT. Here's some resources to help me with transition. And that all seemingly went quite well, but it was once I then started coming out to, you know, more than just my chain of command, and started coming out to my peers that things really turned for the worse. And I mean, little did I know at the time that actually it was around about the time that I, not too long after I'd come out to my chain of command, that actually I'd begun being investigated for being fraudulent, because someone under the whistleblower scheme had placed a claim that I was defrauding the Commonwealth of money, which was absurd. I was absolutely petrified at the prospect of losing my job and everything that was entailed.
It's something Joel can laugh about now, being targeted as a person who was using being part of the Defence Force as a way to medically transition rather than to serve. But that wasn't the case at the time.
To me, the idea is absurd that one would join Defence and attempt to join Defence purely to have transition funded. I mean, the social ramifications, the pushback, the discrimination that I faced whilst in Defence that had years of effect afterwards on my well-being, and in actual fact, they didn't pay for anything. I ended up leaving and saying, you know what, I'll fund things myself and have a much nicer time not being subject to discrimination and bullying.
While the Defence Force won't comment on individual cases, a Defence spokesperson did tell The Informer that they have a range of policies and practices in place that represent a zero-tolerance approach to bullying, homophobia and transphobia. This is because all Defence personnel, including those with diagnosed health conditions such as gender dysphoria, deserve to be supported and treated with respect. Across the country and around the globe, they said, these members have served with distinction and Defence is exceptionally proud of the contributions they've made. They cited that Defence's position of including transgender people in the Australian Defence Force has not changed, nor is it under review. The future success of Defence and ultimately our nation's security is inextricably linked to our capacity to attract and retain the best possible talent regardless of gender, race, religion, disability or sexual orientation. It's about building our capacity and providing a safe and inclusive workspace.
The idea that someone would join purely for financial reasons, to be honest, it would have been easier for me to go get a hospitality job for an entire year and save up and fund my transition off my own back. It certainly would have had far less effects on my well-being and my mental health.
Defence is a team-based organisation and they firmly believe a diverse team is a more capable team. The spokesperson noted, as the Vice Chief of Defence Force said at Senate Estimates on the 25th of October 2017, we're focused on fighting and winning, but we can only fight and win as a team. We can only do that, like any team, if we respect each other and we respect each other's capabilities and skills. They continued that the demographics of Australia have changed, therefore we as an organisation must change to reflect not only the community we protect, but the community we're a part of.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.